10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Suwacki.
Sunday, so good to me, and I hope it's good to you. Welcome to Aging Info Radio. I'm Sue Suwacki, your host, and Cause and Effect, a natural occurrence, and aging successfully is not exempt from it. What we do today affects us tomorrow always. Well, I remember being a kid and hearing Jiminy Cricket say, "I'm no fool, oh no siree, I'm going to live to be 103. And I used to think, wow, that is so old. Well, it's not the case anymore. With so many people living past or into close to 100 or even over 100. So aging successfully, just like anything successful, it takes work. And my expert guests are going to give us their insight and get us all on that road to success. And my guests today have been on Aging Info Radio before, and they work with age-related patients and situations, seeing so much firsthand. And I'd like to welcome Tricia Manoni and Angie Landmesser, owners of Partners in Senior Care. Welcome.
Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
Well, I'm really excited to have you guys on. You are a plethora of information. You know firsthand about aging successfully. So let's talk about it. So with the 10,000 baby boomers a day turning 65, and with all the tools available, you know, we're hearing this all over the place, aging young, staying healthy. I would think that, you know, common sense tells us how to age successfully, but I'm sure with you guys taking care of patients that are in need of home care or geriatric care management, you see much more than I do with this whole area.
Well, I had forgotten about Jiminy Cricket because I do remember that. And what is amazing, you say the boomers are aging at 10,000 a day, and 1 million boomers will reach the age of 100. So they'll be there at 103, like Jiminy Cricket told us when we watched Mickey Mouse Club. So how do you age successfully? Oftentimes the clients that I see are the ones that haven't aged successfully, although a few of them have, because mm-hmm. my oldest client will be turning 104. But in 1984... the John D. and Catherine MacArthur Foundation brought together a team of 16 scientists, invested over $10 million and studied thousands of seniors over a 10-year period. And what they learned is something that I think many of us went, why did we need to spend $10 million to figure this out? Well, the $10 million verified it. And to age successfully, we need to do three things. We need to avoid disease, maintain a high cognitive and physical function, and stay actively engaged with life. And so those are the three things that we really need to do, and seems very self-evident. Avoid disease, maintain high cognitive and physical function, and stay actively engaged in life.
Sounds so easy. Common sense.
Absolutely.
Common sense things. So what's the problem then?
Well,
what do you find?
The problem is we don't plan for it. We plan for everything else in our life. And if you are like I am 66 years old, and if at 65 I retire and I think I'll live to be 85, that means I have 20 years of my life, which is 23% of my life, or greater than 7,000 days to live from 65 to 85. I've planned for every other part of my life. I planned what college I went to. I planned how my wedding was going to be, how I was going to raise my children, et cetera, how my career was going to be. Then people retire and they go, I'm just going to retire. Well, it's 23% of your life. So how are you going to do that? How are you going to stay active, keep your body active, your mind active, avoid disease. So those are the things that we need to put that plan in place. And that plan involves those three things acting equally together. Not one is not more important than the other. So it's a triangle of things that we need to do.
Now, when you say plan, like plan from 65 to 85, or I think people should really plan from 65 to 105 and,
absolutely,
and make Jiminy Cricket wrong with those two extra years. But when you say that, what do you mean by that? When you say plan?
I think that too often people wake up the day after they retire from their job and say, gee, I'm retired. I don't need to do anything. And consequently, they become like the Tin Man. If you don't use it, you lose it, or you rust.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sometimes why people don't age well. Gee, all I have to do is fish and drink beer. And now I have a problem because I'm drinking too much and sitting too much. So if we need to have a plan, this is an opportunity. 23% of our lifetime that I can do whatever I have wanted to do. What were my dreams?
Mm-hmm.
What were my aspirations? If I had all the time and the money in the world, what would I do? And I think of a story I recently read of a man who had wanted to be an architect. Well, to go back to architectural school at 65 is not so realistic, but instead he designs birdhouses after historical monuments. So he has a Mount Vernon and a White House and a Monticello, and
so he took his passion and he brought it to life. Oh, that's so great.
He brought it to life. And there are just so many things that you can do. And I think the very first important thing that we need to do is to avoid disease,
which was the number one in that category that we talked about, the three things the study proved.
The study proved.
Avoid disease. What is your recommendation on avoiding disease? I know nutrition is very important.
Well, the first thing is if we could pick our parents, that would help.
Genetics, okay.
But we couldn't pick our parents, could we? So we need to work with what we have. And so we need to see our doctor annually. That's real simple. But what is most amazing to me as I look at the research and I look at, as a nurse, the common diseases that seniors have, and the three chronic diseases associated with old age are arthritis, hypertension and heart disease, and diabetes. All three of them can be similarly managed, and they can be managed very easily. And they are way less.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise more and eat properly. And Common sense. Because if you lose weight, you will improve, you will help control your diabetes, you will help control your hypertension, you will have less weight on your joints, which will help your arthritis. So simply losing weight affects all three of those things.
For every pound that you lose, that equals 4 pounds on your joint.
Oh,
so 4 pounds of pressure. So lose 5 pounds, feels like 20 pounds on your knees. And what a difference that would make. And, you know, we could feel like we could lose 4 pounds.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of this stuff, when I say common sense, it is common sense, but you really do need to start practicing it much earlier than retirement.
Absolutely. The sooner you start, the better it is. And exercise doesn't necessarily have to be expensive. It's not a gym.
I was just going to say baby steps. Make sure you park further away. Take the stairs. If you're waiting for an elevator, find the stairs. I mean, so a lot of things are just, you know, how can I make sure every day of my life I'm practicing some of this now and into the future. And once again, I'm here with Tricia and Angie with Partners in Senior Care, their website being partnersinseniorcare.com. If you're looking for a geriatric care manager or private duty home care in the Chicagoland area, I really do recommend Partners in Senior Care. They are one of the best, if not the best, in the Chicagoland area. And we are talking about aging successfully today, just like everything that you want to do successfully. It does take work. And we're going to get more into how to maintain high cognitive and physical function and little things that you can do that can make a very big difference. And here's a history indicator of happiness and success after 60. In 1969, John Wayne, the Duke, wins an Oscar for True Grit at age 64. This is Aging Info Radio on AM 560, and we will be right back.
Lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and we are talking about aging successfully today. And I have Tricia Mannone, the founder and owner of Partners in Senior Care, along with Angie Landmesser, who is the director of business development, their website being partnersinseniorcare.com. Now, we were talking about three things that greatly impact your aging, and we were going to talk about maintaining high cognitive and physical function. And let's start with the cognitive, because the brain's got to keep working. You got to use it or you lose it.
You bet. And it holds true for both physical and your mental functioning. It's really important to exercise your body and exercise your brain every day in 10 to 15 minutes, not a lot. You know, we're all worried about the possibility of dementia. That's everybody's fear. Am I going to have dementia? Am I going to have Alzheimer's? And we've learned that if you exercise your brain, you can improve your what's called neuroplasticity even throughout your adulthood. So it's never too late to work on your brain fitness. Now's the time. Anytime. You can learn a new musical instrument that exercises your brain, a foreign language, a new skill. Do a variety of puzzles. different kinds of puzzles. Crossword puzzles exercise one part of your brain. Mazes exercise a different part of your brain. If you typically can go zooming through a Sudoku, try a crossword puzzle instead, mm-hmm. or vice versa. I myself am not so good with the math. It takes me a long time to do a Sudoku puzzle, but that means I'm really working and exercising my brain. If you love to crochet, try taking up needlepoint. And mm-hmm. you have to kind of think a little differently as
Keep
you do it.
Expanding in areas that you're not familiar with or comfortable with. And there's also a lot of brain fitness programs, books, puzzles. I think there's actually a brain fitness store in the Chicagoland area that that shows you all types of toys that you can use
Absolutely.
To keep stimulating parts of your brain that you want to expand on.
Exactly.
And another really good place to go is to go to teacher stores and pick up those things that they're using to teach kids. You think about what we did when we were learning. And when was the last time you did it? I ran into a senior once, and she was memorizing poems to improve her brain function. And you think back, when was the last time you memorized a poem, the Gettysburg Address, one of those kinds of things?
And that Especially memory, because I've heard that the memory, you the more that you use it, and you think back when you're in school, how much you used it to pass tests, to learn information and retain it, that you don't do as an adult. So just to be able to do that, you're definitely building that memory muscle. As I used to say, build the memory muscle, make sure you use it. Mm-hmm. So what do you recommend there?
Do those things that require memorization. Sit down someday and write down the addresses of all the places that you lived. What were all your old telephone numbers?
Interesting.
It's going to take you a while, but that's using something that you haven't done before. And I think one way to improve your memory and your skills, take a skill that you've had and use it to teach someone else. And that could be your peer group. It could be people younger than you. I had a wonderful aunt. We used to call her Auntie Mame because she was just like the Auntie Mame character. And she was a wonderful artist and seamstress. She would make porcelain dolls and then make the costumes, paint the faces, everything. In her 80s, she taught 10-year-olds at the girls' club in her area to sew because she said their mothers don't know how. Someone needs to teach these children how to use a sewing machine. What a wonderful adventure for both my aunt and for these children.
Oh, yeah.
And so what are some of the other things that we've done with seniors?
Well, some of the other things we've done are doing book clubs, teaching new hobbies, crafts, teaching seniors how to knit who've never learned, or if they're crocheters, teaching them how to knit. It's teaching men how to knit. You'd be surprised at how many gentlemen pick up crocheting and knitting as they retire because it's, you know, something to do. It's accessible, easy.
And keep working that
keep
brain.
Keep working in any different way. And, you know, taking a cooking class or, you know, singing, volunteering, music is an amazing way to really exercise your brain because it's some of math, it's reading, it's learning a new skill in different ways. And the brain is a muscle. It's an amazing muscle, and it really will build new neural pathways, and increase function.
Now, with both of you, I'm here with Tricia Minoni and Angie Landmesser with Partners in Senior Care, and their website being partnersinseniorcare.com. I heard that if you walk into a room and you forget why you went into the room, that you are to walk backwards and it will come back to you. Is that a myth, or as I call a myth, conceptions? Is that true or is that a myth?
I do it all the time. So if it's a myth, it works.
It does work.
And I go back to where I first had the thought because something in that room will trigger it. You just have to be patient. And people often, as I see when you say you forget things, we all forget things. And your listeners need to realize that we forget things at 20, 30, 40, 60, and 80. We have to worry when it doesn't come back. Or as someone once said to me, it's okay to forget where you left your car keys.
Mm-hmm.
When you hold the car keys and you forget what to do with them, that's when you have the problem. So the mere thought part of forgetfulness isn't indicative of dementia. It's forgetting how to use those things. Or if you do not recall the fact half hour later, 45 minutes, by the end of the day, and most of us have it come back.
Because remember, our brain is a computer, and when we're 20, it can move really fast because 20-year-olds can move fast. Well, when we're 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, it's going to move a little slow, and it might take just a little bit of time to access the information. And so, again, the problem is if it doesn't come back or we don't know why we're doing what we're doing, then we have to worry. But that's why when things come at 2 in the morning, then, oh, that's right.
It's rebooting.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to say it.
It's true.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, unlike our hard drives, we can't increase the memory card so easily in our brains
as
we do in our hard drives. Not yet. And that might come.
Well, I think, too, with the brain, the alertness, like what you're just talking about, when you're younger, you're much more alert. You know, things come quicker. But by expanding that and doing brain fitness, you're going to retain that ability much longer.
Correct.
No question. So you see that, too, a lot in working with aging clients.
Absolutely. And the people that have aged the best have stayed active and engaged with life on various levels. Not only their mental, but they're giving back to the community. They were volunteers. They worked, professional people working a long time, people that had interesting hobbies.
Like the bird cages. Perfect example.
Exactly.
You know, I think, too, the more that, you know, you do stay active in not only the physical, the mental, just socially, all that, it all comes as one whole big thing. That's why I always say baby steps. I'm a big advocate of it because you just take a step at a time every day, work a little bit toward it. Next thing you know, you're like, wow, I'm at this age and I'm still very healthy.
Exactly.
And we're going to see more and more of that with so many of those 78 million baby boomers. Yeah, we're going to see a lot in the next 10 to 20 years.
I remember as a child, one thing that was always said, you should never go to bed until you'd learned something new.
There you go. That was Jiminy Cricket talking there, right? Well, this is Aging Info Radio, and we are talking about successful aging, and I'm here with Partners in Senior Care, their website being partnersinseniorcare.com. So, Tricia, did you take that, what you just said, to heart?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Angie will test that sometimes I'll laugh when I learn something from somebody. I'll go, oh, good, I've learned it. Now I can go to bed.
There you go.
No.
You
do need to every day get up and say, how can I exercise my body? 15 minutes, that might be walking around the neighborhood, walking around the house. How can I exercise my brain?
Absolutely.
What can I learn new today?
Well, you want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We have so much more about aging successfully to talk about. And, of course, Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark Weber, with his look at life, all right here on Aging Info Radio. And so stay right here on AM 560. We will be right back.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
income. When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
Listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network. Perseverance is the will to hold on a little bit longer. We are talking about aging successfully today, and here is another history indicator of happiness and success after 60. In 1954, Elizabeth Arden, the founder of the beauty empire that bears her name, is keeping fit, doing yoga handstands at age 76. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
So let's talk about the physical function of aging and what you see and what you know as far as working with the clients that you work with.
Sure. You know, there is the old saying, you got to use it or lose it. And people remember the saying from the 80s, you got to feel the burn, right? Well, you don't. You don't have to feel the burn. You know, we've found that our clients who have aged the best, who have lived the longest and with the most cognitive ability and physical ability and functioning, have simply just walked every day. They find little ways to increase their activity through walking, whether it's, like you mentioned before, parking farther around, walking around the block. It could be at every commercial, getting up off the couch, going around the couch, going around your house. It doesn't have to be a lot. And you don't need to join a health club to do that. Just to just get off the couch and start walking. There's also some great resources online that you can get for free. The National Institute on Aging has a website, and that's www.nia.nih.gov. And they have a couple of resources. One is exercise and physical activity for older adults, and it has really simple exercises, stretching, and, you know, very simple weight training that you can use with a can of soup or with exercise bands that can help increase your physical activity. And also, they're simple, easy to do from your home and your couch.
And they show pictures.
Wonderful pictures. Real people, not models, real seniors doing real activities that anybody could do safely in their home.
And you can start with one a day.
You could start with one a day. And Angie, I think our favorite client ever in terms of exercise was our friend Betty. Betty was told at 70 that she had the beginnings of osteoporosis, and she didn't want to have a dowager hump like her mother. So she started walking. She took a calcium pill and she started walking in the city of Chicago. Never exercised before a day in her life, 70 years old. By the time she was 81, she had been walking and increasing her distance and increasing what she was doing, that at 81, she did the Hancock Hustle.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Oh, that's very impressive.
She
and
did
81.
It. She wasn't the fastest, but she wasn't the slowest. And if I were the 25-year-old guy she beat, I'd be pretty embarrassed that the 81-year-old lady went up faster than I did.
Isn't that great?
It is terrific.
So it's never too late. It's never too late. And we're not saying you have to start walking to do the hustle, but just little changes that you make every day and make a commitment to really add up to making big changes overall.
They add up. You just said the right word. They add up. Once again, I'm with Tricia and Angie, and they're with Partners in Senior Care. They are geriatric care managers and provide private duty home care. Their website being partnersinseniorcare.com. Now, let's talk about an area that I'm very interested in, because I even wonder, I think back on my grandmother, how she'd go to the garden and get her vegetables, and how, you know, I always say eat closest to earth. You know, when you shop in the grocery store, stay in the parameters, stay away from the aisles. There are all the box foods, all the additives, all the words you can't pronounce. But let's talk about nutrition, or, you know, actually the National Institute on Aging has a What's on Your Plate book. Which
yes.
is Smart Food Choices.
Smart Food Choices. Again, you can download it. You can order it or download it for free from their website. They'll mail it to you for free, which is great. It's a great resource that we have. Many times when you retire, whatever age, 65 to 75, you're now two people having to, or even at any time when you become empty nesters, now two people trying to have to decide what to eat. And so many times that's when we resort to getting prepackaged foods. And so this is a great resource to help you make the right decisions and to eat just for two or one. And so I really encourage the seniors to do that.
Yeah, what's on your plate? That's so important. Once again, I'm here with Tricia and Angie from Partners in Senior Care. And stay right here. We've got Clark Weber with his Look at Life coming up soon. And we're going to continue this conversation on nutrition when we get back.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, we are talking about aging successfully today, and I have Tricia Manoni and Angie Landmesser with me with Partners in Senior Care. But here's another history indicator of happiness and success after 60. On August 20th, Fred Lasby completed a solo flight in a single-engine Piper Comanche at age 83. Just amazing. So, Angie, for nutrition, we were just talking about it, and I said closest to Earth. Eat the foods closest to Earth.
Absolutely. A healthy, colorful diet of fruits and vegetables. The more colorful your plate is, the healthier it's going to be. Fresh, fresh, fresh. And you can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Stay away from the ingredients and boxed foods, the preservatives. Absolutely. Well, there's another part of aging successfully that I think is so important. If this isn't the key, I think it might even be the biggest key, and that is staying actively engaged in life.
People who need people.
Well, I think Barbara just hit it right on the head. That is the key to aging successfully. What do you think?
It is, and that is the third part of successful aging. We are social animals. We're not hermit crabs, and we do need people, and I think that song just says it beautifully. And I think it's interesting that they do all these wonderful studies, and they found out that people that go to church live longer than people that don't go to church. Makes no difference what church, synagogue, temple you go to. If you go to church, and the reason it is you're interacting with people.
Mm-hmm.
The social things. So those people that go to church weekly, a club, book club, sewing club.
Health club.
Anything that gets you involved, volunteering at the botanical gardens once a week, being a docent at a historical home, whatever is your passion, mm-hmm. do more of it and do it with people.
Well, another thing that I find so valuable is that people that have lived, you know, if they're in their 70s, 80s, 90s, even 100, they have so much to teach, to give back, just in the wisdom that they have gathered along the way. I mean, just to teach that, like the woman that was teaching the sewing to the young girls. I mean, there's a lot there that people forget that they have to give back. And that, too, will keep them being with people.
Volunteer to teach a cooking class. I mean, the fact is I think, you know, the boomers and older many times are stay-at-home moms and baked all sorts of wonderful things. And I think of myself, I'm a working mother. I don't have time to bake homemade cookies, nor do I honestly really know how to. My mother was wonderful. She was a stay-at-home mom and did do those things, but I don't do that. And what a wonderful gift if you are retired and be able to teach a cooking class to young men and women, little, you know, young boys and girls, to teach that art and it gives you value and gives them value as well.
That's why it's so sad to hear that there's somebody that is retired that is living alone and isolating themselves because they're basically diminishing their life and they're cutting back. They're not going to hear Jiminy Cricket saying, you know, I'm no fool, oh, no siree, I'm going to live to be 103. They're not going to hear that. They're not
going to
live
they're
that.
They're not going to at all. And it is a joy to give back to young people. I have my grandchildren come over, two at a time, and we make pasta together, homemade pasta. That's a lost art. Certainly, it is just as cheap to buy it, but it's a whole lot more fun to make it together and make it with the next generation. And I learn about them. But they learn about me and how I was as a child, and it's a great little thing. And I think that's the wonderful part about being a senior, Sue, is we have the time to do with our grandchildren what we wish we had had the time to do with our own children.
We just had dinner with a friend, and he's in his 60s, and he's decided instead of giving gifts of money or iPods or whatever to his grandchildren, say, I'll have it anyway, he's going to give the gift of time and taking them on a camping trip. And that's exactly it, doing the things that you couldn't do with your kids. And you better believe that him going on a camping trip and going hiking is going to do as much for him as it is for the kids, too.
Oh, they're going to learn so much. I mean, there's so much that he would teach them that maybe their parents don't have time to say, let's go on a family camping trip or let's go fishing. And I mean, there's just so much value there. Or just like teaching your grandchildren to make pasta. How many parents would have time to do something like that? So that's how you stay active. And I always go back to the basics, baby steps, just little things. Start to figure out what really pulls you towards something. And that's probably where your passion is. Like, do you love making pasta, Tricia?
I love being with my grandkids.
All right, whatever you're doing, right? I just want to thank both of you today. I am such an advocate of Partners in Senior Care. They do provide geriatric care management and private duty home care. They are the best, or one of the best, if not the best, in the Chicagoland area. And go to Partners in Senior Care or call them at 847-548-1330. Yep. And thank you both so much. Stay right here.
Thank
Clark
you.
Weber's coming up with his look at life, all right here on Aging Info Radio. And we will be right back.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
AM 560, The Answer. 560theanswer.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
Thank you, Clark Weber, for your look at life. I couldn't agree more. You've got that right. Get a hearing test. I've heard a lot of baby boomers are going to need hearing aids. It's an area that people should really look at. Just like aging successfully, take those baby steps. You know, keep your brain fit, your body fit, and make sure that you are around people. And if you're 1 to 101, get your Care Connector Healthcare Binder at Partners in Senior Care. Go to 847-548-1330 or their website at partnersinseniorcare.com. You definitely want this binder. And for hormone therapy, fitness, and nutrition, Body Logic MD is your answer. Balance your hormones, impact your health in so many ways. Go to their website at bodylogicmd.com for a location and doctor near you. And when you visit their website, read the women and men success stories. There's nothing better than patient testimonials, all at bodylogicmd.com. And my paws pooch this week is... Yes, Daisy May, that's Chickie. Chickie's a female, three-month-old Yorkie. She's a tiny little pooch, smaller than you, Daisy May. Go to aginginforadio.com, click on the Paws logo, and go check out Chickie. And, of course, she's waiting with her paws crossed, hoping to tag along with you all summer long. Call Paws at 773-935-PAWS. And if you've missed any of our show today or any of our past shows, you can listen to them on podcast 24/7 at aginginforadio.com. And if you need a referral or resource in the aging or elder care or senior or boomer industry, call us at 866-560-3965. And thank you. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560 The Answer.
This is Clark Weber with a hearing moment. Now, it's estimated by the Better Hearing Institute that as many as 33 million Americans are affected by nerve deafness in the United States. As the baby boomers age, that number is expected to go through the roof. And as couples age, the art of getting along can be even more difficult if one or both people have a hearing loss. Even if the eternal question of, "What did you say?" is used at home, it makes for social dialogue among friends that's embarrassing. Easiest way to get a handle on the problem? Go in for a free hearing test and determine the amount of hearing loss. As for the stigma of wearing a hearing aid, they're now so inconspicuous that people don't even know you're wearing one. Plus, you'll now hear some of the kind things that your mate is saying about you. I'm Clark Weber with another look at life.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good.